Consumer credit. Borrowing money, 1. There are many ways of borrowing cash or getting credit for things you want to buy, and there are 4 recordings to deal with this topic. This recording deals with the basic principles of credit contract. Borrowing money means making a contract between the lender and the borrower. The contract may be oral, but it is better for it to be in writing as proof of all the promises the parties make to each other. Before you agree to a contract, make sure that you read its terms and understand your rights and obligations. The 4 most important terms in a credit contract tell you how much you have borrowed, whether you've given any security against a failure to repay the amount borrowed, how much interest you'll have to pay, and how you can repay the amount borrowed, for example, the number and size of installments to be paid. Some lenders may ask for security for a loan, which means that they want something of value which they can claim if the lender cannot repay the loan in on time. A security may be in the form of some valuable goods, like jewelry, or a guarantor, that is, a written promise made by another person, like a friend or relative of the borrower, that he will pay off the loan if the borrower doesn't. Sometimes, interest on a loan may be less if some security is given. Interest rates can vary quite a lot between lenders, so you can always try to find a lender with the lowest rate. The most reasonable interest rates are usually offered by the banks at 3% above the current prime rate, that is, the rate of interest at which banks lend to other banks. In addition to interest, some lenders will charge administrative fees for making a loan available. Make sure you know of all the charges involved before you agree to accept the loan. The law in Hong Kong gives borrowers little protection against unfair loan contracts, so make sure you understand your obligations before you agree to borrow money. Once you've signed your name on a contract, there's little chance for you to escape liability. This is only a brief introduction to the legal subject concerned. Before you take any action which may have legal consequence, you should first seek advice from your own lawyer or make an appointment at any district office to see a volunteer lawyer of the free legal advice scheme.